You're listening to Comedy Central.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take The Dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's officially the holiday season, a time for family, togetherness, and cocktails with eggs for some reason. But you better enjoy it while it lasts. Ronny Chang tells us why in another installment of Everything is Stupid.
Ugh, it's Christmas again. It's just another excuse for you people to send me stupid pictures of your family. Oh, great, another baby dressed as an elf? Wow, thanks for the reminder to get a vasectomy. But now, thanks to all these stupid world leaders not giving a shit about climate change, everything you love about Christmas is gonna disappear, starting with Christmas trees.
This year, your Christmas tree could wind up costing you more than you've spent in the past.
At this farm outside Los Angeles, the average tree costs around $100. Nationwide, a fresh-cut Christmas tree now averages $76, double what it cost in 2008. Blame it on climate change. Rising temperatures, wildfires, and drought have all made farming more challenging.
Yeah, that's right. Climate change is taking away Christmas trees. By 2050, they're going to be so expensive that the tree will be the present. Okay? How are you going to trick kids into behaving that way? Listen, you better be good all year or you're not going to get a Douglas fir for Christmas. Why do people want Christmas trees in their house anyway? All they do is shed pine needles all over the floor. If that's what you're into, just call me. I'll stab you in the foot for free. Right? And it's not just trees that are going away. Climate change is going to kill Santa's transportation, too.
In our Eye on Earth series, we'll take you to Santa's hometown in the North Pole, where climate change is threatening the reindeer population.
The reindeer feed, even through the winter, on lichen, a mossy plant they dig down through the snow to get at, except when all that thawing and refreezing means they can't.
And when the snow turns to ice, what happens to the reindeer?
We have to feed them.
You know things are bad when your entire species depends on a guy in a weird hat, okay? I mean, what if he oversleeps one day? He'll be like, oh, shit, my alarm didn't go off. Now I need to dig a mass reindeer grave. And this is a big problem, okay? Because without reindeer, how is Santa gonna get around? He's gonna have to hitchhike around the world, trading rides for hand jobs, okay? But guess what? The climate crisis is coming for our New Year's drinks, too.
Another popular consumer item that's expected to get a lot more expensive, Prosecco. Climate change is doing a number on the grapes that make the sparkling wine.
Paolo Tomasella says extreme weather is posing new challenges at his vineyard.
Climate change is a big problem. When it's hot, it's very hot. When it's raining, it rains very much.
Prosecco, he explained, should have low alcohol and high acidity, but high temperatures and earlier ripening produce the opposite effect.
That's right. Thanks to climate change, Prosecco is going to cost more and taste worse. Although, to be fair, if you cared about taste, you wouldn't be drinking Prosecco, okay, you peasants? Prosecco is just champagne that dropped out of high school, okay? You know what my holiday drink of choice is? It's good old-fashioned rubbing alcohol. That's right. Sure, it'll make you go blind, but that's when the party really starts. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Spoiler alert, 2020 is gonna be worse.
Ronny Chang, everyone!
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Take The Dress. Most people remember it as an optical illusion that went viral, asking everyone on the planet, is this dress blue and black or white and gold? Turns out, that story was way bigger than just an optical illusion. It's a cautionary tale about the decline of clickbait sites, the rise of algorithms and internet polarization, and the end of fun on the internet. Seriously, and that's just one story. We're giving every character their 16th minute. So listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.